And so by infusing your authentic self, your authenticity into your brand, you're going to connect with people on a more personal level, and you are unique to, you know, you are a unique individual, as are the other people in your playing field, right? Mm-hmm. And so each person can, if they can bring their authentic selves to the table in their branding, then they are going to speak to people, their people, the people who really will resonate with them on that emotional level. And it's going to make them to stand out as the obvious choice.
All right. Well, hello, Monica Valentine Reynolds from, say it right, from Vox yes. Pop Marketing. Welcome to the Make Me Over Ebb show, where we talk about makeovers in marketing so that our audience can show up and do what they do. So here's the thing. You have a passion for telling people stories and generating attention for their work, which led you to start your business in 2011. And Vox Pop Marketing was established in 2014 as a way for you to serve your clients across the United States and abroad. Now, for the listeners, viewers, I met you through a mutual mentorship program, academy through Foundations Alt Agency, which has been phenomenal on so many different reasons, because I've met wonderful other marketers and web designers and so much more, just like you. And I just had to have you on the show today. So welcome.
Thank you, Ebony. I'm really glad that you asked me, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Yeah. So one of the things that I liked about you and learning about what you offer, because we're in the same space of web design and marketing, right? Yeah. And one of the things that I liked was that you talked a lot about magnetic marketing and your angle and perspective and how you talk about it and deliver it. It made me think, wow, that's an interesting perspective. I've never really saw it that in that way, because I come at things from the makeover. Like, I want to make it pretty. I want to fix it. But you talk more about magnetizing. So let's talk about that. What is magnetic marketing?
Yeah. So magnetic marketing is messaging and even the visual design that we bring with our branding that speaks to people on an emotional level and gets them invested in your brand in that way, rather than being attracted to your fonts and colors. They're feeling your brand. It's more of a, that's the magnetic pull, is the heart-centered emotional aspect of it that draws people. And this is how you can really get brand loyalty for your business, is if you're tapping into other people's, if you're aligning with people's goals as well as their emotions.
Okay. And why is that important for service-based business owners?
Well, so there's a lot of competition out there, as we all know. And a lot of times service providers, which is who I help, they'll say the same things. So if you go from one person's website to the next and they're all doing the same sort of services, the language that they use often sounds exactly the same. And so there's nothing about those service providers that's really standing out as, you know, magnetic, right? So how does a person choose between service providers when they all sound the same and they're all offering the same services? Well, the answer is they price shop. And that's what we as service professionals don't want. We don't want a bunch of price shoppers. Those end up being sort of the worst clients in the end.
Yes.
Which I think we've all learned at some point if we've been in business long enough.
Too long.
And so by infusing your authenticity into your brand, you're going to connect with people on a more personal level, and you are unique to, you know, you are a unique individual, as are the other people in your playing field, right? Mm-hmm. And so each person can, if they can bring their authentic selves to the table in their branding, then they are going to speak to people, their people, the people who really will resonate with them on that emotional level. And it's going to make them to stand out as the obvious choice.
Okay. So, all right. So let's talk about this, right? I work with people who are mom and pop shops. They do landscaping, their construction, right? You know, we do this, we do that. And they, how do they, you know, you're just speaking to like, you know, the mom and pop shops, how do they, what makes them stand out? Like when you have 10 different landscapers, I'm just saying, for example, mm-hmm. in an area, you know, is it the type of grass, the smelling mm-hmm. of the grass? Is it laying the hands on the grass? I mean, like how can a landscaper stand out from cutting grass?
Sure. So I like to work with my clients in maybe a little bit of a different way. So the way that I come at it to pull forth their magnetic marketing mm-hmm. is I learn about them as a person. So mm-hmm. what are their values? What is the vision that they have for their brand? Why did they choose to get into business other than just making money? They were drawn to that business for a reason. And if they've had any sort of longevity, it's probably because there's a real heart-centered reason behind it, mm-hmm. more so than just making money, because you can go and get a job and make money more easily than running your own business.
Amen.
So there's something within that that can set you apart, that can be the differentiator in your messaging and how you approach what you do. It could even change how you deliver services. As an example, the thing that I'm most passionate about in my work is that I feel that everyone has a unique gift and a unique story, and that their voice matters. And so Vox Pop is a journalism and broadcasting term that means the voice of the people. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a former newspaper reporter. I love telling people's stories. And mm-hmm. as a result of learning that, because I was telling stories of entrepreneurs and artists when I was a reporter, mm-hmm. and I realized how much I loved that. And I loved sort of giving them, amplifying their voices mm-hmm. so that more of the right people could find out about their amazing work and mm-hmm. build them up. And so that's what led me to do marketing as a service in my own business. And so that unique aspect of each individual and how their voice, I want to help amplify their voice, that is the why behind my business. Mm. And it's what sets me apart. And it's why I do business the way I do it. So it's the reason why I want to know, what are the values of my clients? What are they passionate about? What do they feel purposeful about? And then how can we infuse that into their brand to set them apart and attract the right clients? So in that way, it has shaped how I do business. I could be a marketer who simply takes the facts about their services and their customers and just leaves it at that. But instead, because I care about their story and their unique voice, mm-hmm. that's why I do things the way I do. So
yeah,
if you can tap into that within your own services, then that's how you can be magnetic.
I like that. So it's not just that we're all cutting grass, we're all trimming hedges. It's like mm-hmm. there's a reason why that family-owned business is doing what they do. So really, are you saying what I'm hearing is the magnetism in the marketing is you? It's your mm-hmm. unique perspective to that particular thing. I can get behind yeah. that. I can yeah. get behind that. I guess it's like, you know, where I live, there's three different chicken places where you can mm-hmm. buy chicken sandwiches. You know, you have the Zaxby's, the Chick-fil-A's, the McDonald's, but they all do it in their own different way. Mm-hmm. But they're all selling chicken sandwiches.
Right.
We yeah. know, but we mm-hmm. look at them differently for like, okay, I'm not gonna, you're gonna go to each of those restaurants for a particular thing. Mm-hmm. And I like that. So you were mentioning that you were a former newspaper reporter. Mm-hmm. And so you're interested in telling their stories. So how can a business feel comfortable telling their story you know, let's kind of like get into that. Cause my a lot of times people think, well, what is my story? I don't have a story. Like I just, you know, like what if they really did just start their business to like make money? Like, listen, I need a job.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But what is it that led them to that particular service? You know, a lot of times we can be sort of focused strictly on, I got to make ends meet. Let's get some money rolling in. Mm-hmm. And you can sort of forget your deeper values and passion for the thing that you do. And so, you know, it's not, now if someone just picked straws and they were like, well, I think I'll just do that thing. And, you know, well, okay, fine. Okay. They don't have a greater mission behind that. That's not exactly someone I can help. But
okay, that's being honest. Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of times, I find that service providers have a heart for service. They want to be helpful to the people they serve. They want to do some good in the world and make some money. And those are the people that more likely than not have something in their story that is going to be that emotional and personal spark that draws people to them. You know, I'm interested in communications because I'm interested in people and their stories.
So sometimes I get the sense too that, and I've experienced this as well as a marketer, we have to pull this out of people. Cause sometimes when we're so close to it, as I've heard people say, when you're so close to it, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Right?
You can't, yes. You're just like, well, I'm trash. I'm awful. I'm, you know, and it's like, no. There's something there. You're valuable human being. And you know, you want to, like you said, you want to do good in the world. Cause honestly, if you don't, you're probably not going to be in business that long. It's going to show up in like, right, how you show up to work. And I'm using the landscaper as an example, because there's just so many you see in the neighborhood. And one of my clients they do landscaping. And I'm always asking, like, so what's it about? Like, even just I just want to understand, like, why? Because, you know, here's the thing. I don't like cutting grass. We had a lawnmower, Monica, and I did it a few times. My husband refused to. He's like, no, let's just pay somebody, right? Let's just pay somebody. So when I'm out there looking for someone to take care of my lawn, you know, some of it I'm looking for from a consumer standpoint. Mm-hmm. Some of it I'm looking for, well, what's the price, right? Mm-hmm. But then I also want to know, is this person knowing what they're doing? Do they care? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I got a text message from my current landscaper. And they said, hey, is it time you need me to come and cut the grass? And I was like, thank you. Like, you care? Thank you for letting me know, because I forgot. Like, to me, that's like, no, not everybody will do that, right? Mm-hmm. They'll just let your grass grow. But they were like, do you need me to come by? I was like, yes, thank you. Just tell me when, because I'm busy. I'm, you know, on the flip side of things. So anyway, I digress. I'm thinking about lawns because it rained and my grass is growing, but they call me. So I think that's a level of service too. A thing that can set people apart is the story and even the customer service. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe how you do it. And there's probably a reason why you deliver the service that you deliver, which I want you, I'm going to ask this. You think sometime we're marketing therapists? We gotta pull
that is funny. I love that, marketing therapists. I think that's probably the case sometimes. Yeah. One of the things that you said a minute ago, you said that people will say, I don't have a story, or like, my story is trash, or whatever.
Yeah. Right?
I think that's such an important point, is that we often discount our unique gifts, our passions, and what makes us unique. We'll either discount it as not special, not important. We'll think that it's just not valuable enough for some reason. When in fact, lots of people would value what you're bringing to the table. And so if we're talking about are we marketing therapists? One way that I could say that I might be a marketing therapist is that I encourage people to embrace those unique aspects of themselves and bring them forward for the world to see.
I like that. And so that shows that you care in the way that you deliver your services, which in our industry, it is so nice to have that caring attitude, because you do see other business owners, you might see other business owners that just like, hey, I can get you leads. And it's like, but you don't even know me. Like, you didn't even ask me how I was doing, you know, like, which may not, like, you know, especially if you're a feel good person. So, all right. So one of the things that you do, and I'm looking at your website at voxpopmarketing.com, there is that you do this brand marketing map, which I love. Okay.
Thanks.
It helps you stand out from the crowd and achieve results with a deep dive analysis and strategic plan. So let's talk about that. What's a map look like? Is it 520 pages? What is it? Is it a real map where you show me like point A, point B?
It's something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a deep dive. It is definitely a deep dive. I ask my client a series of questions. Well, first off, let me backtrack and say that the brand marketing map is the very first thing that I do with all of my new clients. And the reason is because oftentimes I find that my clients have done some work on their strategy, their marketing strategy, but it's still not getting them results. And so in order for me to help you to get results with your marketing, I need to get the lay of the land and see where there may be any holes in your strategy. And then that way we're very clear on what needs to be done and in the right order of importance so that you do see a return on investment from services. And so that's why I always start with a brand marketing map. But what it does is it helps to uncover what makes you magnetic in the process.
I like that. So here's the thing, in this DIY world, right? You run into people that's like, well, I read a blog, I looked at a video, and I can do my own branding, my own marketing. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that? Can we really do our own marketing?
Sometimes. I will say some people have a knack. Most people don't. From what I've seen. It's just from what I've seen. Now, those people out there that have a knack, wonderful. Do it. You know, if you're really talented at tapping into yourself and like really finding deep insights and being able to pull that into messaging that attracts people, and then not only that, but creating a visual aspect that really conveys your essence and what you're trying to get across to people, man, if you can do that, you should be a marketer and a branding person. But I've seen a couple of people at least who have been able to do that, and that's not their business, which is amazing. But most of the time, people don't have that knack, which is why they're in other fields.
Good point.
You know, we all have certain insights about ourselves and we all have good ideas to bring to the table, but that doesn't mean it's a comprehensive strategy, right? And which is why when I say people have done some strategy, it's like, yeah, they have bits and pieces here and there. Now we need to connect the dots and give them a full working plan.
Well, the reason I always like to equate it to, you can have a toolbox full of tools. You have the best tools, but you may not be equipped or trained to use all the tools in the best way. And I use myself as an example with doing my lawn, right? We had a really nice lawnmower. Okay. I looked at a couple of YouTube videos. I could figure it out, you know? However, when I cut the grass, the lines was all over the place. All right. You know, which it didn't look professional. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know what? I think I'm saving a couple of $100, you know, by doing it myself, when I could hire a professional to do it, save me time, and they would do it in a way that I could be proud of. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, everything in this DIY world is like, you could do it yourself, which I'm a fan of. I love teaching people how to do stuff until they can get to the point of getting someone to do it at an elevated way that they deserve. We deserve to have someone else do it better than we can, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I love that.
Right?
This elevated way. I love that.
Elevated way. This is why we go to the hairdresser.
Yes. I have cut my own hair before. Okay. So it is not, no, you go to the hairdresser.
Listen. I cut my hair one time. Oh Lord. Oh yeah. It was not pretty. It was not, you know, for those intricate styles. And I'll share something else too. This happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was going to post about it, but I couldn't figure out how to, you know, relate it to all of this. I probably overthought it, but a friend of mine was giving away some hair. Her sister had a hair store, and she was like, I really want to give away this hair to my friends. And so I got all this hair. It was free hair, hair extensions. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? Oh my goodness. I looked at the hair and like a real artist, I was like, I'm going to do all of these beautiful styles. Let me tell you something. It was the best hair. I mean, the best hair. I don't know if you're familiar with like extensions and stuff like that, but the best hair, Remy, Yaki, whatever. Well, I sat down and I looked at some YouTube videos, and I'm telling you the truth. Several hours later, and my arms is like this, trying to do this thing. And I was like, you know, this ain't for me. I'd rather pay somebody, because usually to get hair extensions can several hundreds of dollars, mm-hmm. right? Depending on the type of hair, you can get braids, extensions. There's so many. This is just the hair care industry, right? You can pay about $500 or $1,000 to get your hair done. Wow. And I thought, yeah, real talk. And I thought, you know, I could look at this YouTube video and I can like do this style. Several hours, arms hurting. I was like, nope, I'm just going to put that away. I wound up giving the hair away, mm-hmm. and booking an appointment and let the professional do it, right? It's the same thing like with our marketing and with our website. Yes, you could possibly do some things yourself, but this intricate style, the way that I would want to show up, my hair looked like trash. I'm just being honest. It did not look like the professional did it who was in her craft. You know, that's like what she does. And it was almost a lesson to me personally of like, oh, that's why I pay her. Or that's why I pay the professional to do it. And yeah, it's several hundreds of dollars and someone may squawk at that, but it's like for several hours, you can sit in somebody's chair, get your hair groomed in a beautiful style, relax. What an experience, right? Mm-hmm. Relax, talk to the stylist, have conversations and get that experience. You're not going to get that same thing doing it yourself all the time.
Yeah.
So that was a lesson to me of like, yeah, some things you need to pay and get somebody else to do it, because it's just not going to be I'm not a hairstylist. I mean, I could brush and comb it, but you know, like the intricate styles, mm-hmm. you know, even some of the basics, I was like, yeah, I don't know how to do that. And it was kind of humbling. It was very humbling. And I think that's what happens with people with their marketing. They might try it out for several years and then they hire someone like you who is gifted at telling their story, because it's time.
Exactly.
And more people need to hear their story. So I like that you do the map to show them that you have a process mm-hmm. In place. So anyway, I'm talking a lot here, but I just had to relate that.
Yeah. I think that's a great analogy for how people end up finding themselves needing or ready and willing to hire a marketing services professional or a web designer. It's like they've already struggled through trying to make it what they want it to be and realize that it's never going to look as good as if, or sound as good as if they hired a professional to do it.
Yeah. And that's okay. It's the same reason why people hire them.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to do it. They either do not know how, and it's okay. It's a service, you know, you're providing a service. So let's talk through how you show up online. One of the things that I like about you, and I just have to say this, like, this is just me looking through the internet and at you magnetizing me. Is that right? magnetizing me. I look at your videos and I'm like, she got some. I like that.
Oh, thanks.
Right. So I think too, you know, even how you said, how you come across with your graphics, but video, what do you think about the video now in this field? Because your videos is kind of, it's what it pops up on my screen. And I'm like, this one, and I'm in this field and I'm just like eating this up, taking tips. No, seriously, like always awesome. Continuing to learn. And I'm like, oh, this is good.
Oh, thank you. That is such a huge compliment that a fellow marketer would watch my videos. I love that. Thank you so much.
Listen, you know, we see a lot of stuff that come across the screen on LinkedIn and some stuff is boring. Let me say this. Maybe it's not boring. It's just not magnetic to me.
I see. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I think too, and maybe you can speak to this, the thing that magnetizes what we do is if it appeals to you.
Absolutely. So you're not going to be magnetic to everyone. That's why we are bringing our authenticity to the table, is because we are being magnetic to the people who resonate with what we're bringing to the table. And so we're basically pulling our ideal fit clients to us. So you're going to see that you have more fun in your business because you're working with the right people. Mm-hmm. And it's going to flow better. And you'll probably end up with better testimonials in the long run, better case studies, because you're attracting the right clients by way of your magnetic marketing.
So I'm going to ask one last thing. If someone is afraid to tell their story, which is your thing with marketing, mm-hmm. what encouragement could you tell them? Like the listeners here on the side are like, oh, I'm so afraid. Like what tips would you give them to overcome that fear?
Gosh, that is a good question. I find this question difficult to answer personally because I've always wanted to get my message out there because I see it as a way to help other people. Okay. So maybe that's the answer. Now, I can tell you this. When I started my business in 2011, I was doing a mix of online marketing and in-person networking. Mm. And I would do a lot of speaking engagements in my community. And I had never really spoken in public before. I did a little bit in college, right? I had a class, but I was terrible at it. And that was my last experience. And here I was, an adult in a big city with lots of people who, you know, just like flash everywhere. There's like flashy cars and people with money and people who've been in business forever. And it's a little intimidating, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who am I to talk in public, right? Mm. So I would get really nervous back then before I would go and talk. So what I would do is I would sit by myself in a quiet space before I would go and speak, like right before. And I would give myself an intention and I would say, I am not here to look smart or impressive or anything like that. I'm not here for me. I'm here for other people. I'm here in service of other people. And if anything that I say today can be used in a positive way, I would like for that to be to help people, right? So anything I say, I'm just the vehicle to make a difference for other people. So it doesn't matter if I look silly or if I say the wrong thing. By showing up, I am being of service to others. So I don't know. I mean, not everyone may relate to that or resonate with that. But if you do have a heart for service, if you do have a greater why behind what you do, then you're being of disservice if you're hiding yourself, if you're hiding your story, if you're hiding your magnetism, because if you do put yourself out there, then you can be of service to more people. You can even inspire other people in ways that you may never even know.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Sweaty palms sitting and waiting before you hit the stage, which I would think too that, I mean, even submitting or to get to that point, submitting an application or whatever you did to get to that point, to be on that stage took some effort as well. And I think many people need to hear that, you know, even as marketers, we're telling you guys to put yourself out there, but we experience the nervousness too. Every time we press record, you know, even before this, we're just like, all right, all right. You know, we're all nervous in this thing, but someone deserves to hear that story. So thank you for chatting with me today. I do hope you come back, Monica, to the show.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you, Ebony.
I feel like we have so much more to talk about.
I agree.
We can talk more. I love this girl chat, two people in the same industry doing similar things, but in our own special way. So Monica Valentine Reynolds from Vox Pop Marketing. And this is how people can find you, right? Vox Pop Marketing. If you guys vibe with Monica, hit her up. And I know many of you will check her out at voxpopmarketing.com and schedule that branding session. She is amazing with the things that you're putting out there, and continue to do what you do, because sometimes when we see other people showing up unafraid, it kind of helps us as well. Like, okay, I can do this. You know, she can, I can, we got this, right? So anyway, thank you so much for being on the show. And I look forward to seeing you around the interwebs.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ebony. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you guys for listening to today's show. Be sure to subscribe or check out the next videos in the queue. I'll see you in the next video.